Okay, Rabbi, I hope all is good. Today's daf is Ksuba daf Yud Dalet. We're here at the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis at the bottom. Again, we're discussing cases where a woman is either pregnant or she's asked about her status of the guy she's been sleeping with, or the status of the guy who impregnated her. Right, that was our Mishnah. We had Machlokes Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Yeshua, like we've been having for the last couple of dapim now. So today we'll talk about a little bit more about that, about Ne'amonus, about Cheskas Kashrus, right, when a woman has a previous status. Do we assume that says anything? Do we assume, we'll talk a little bit about Shtika Kahoda, let's say someone doesn't respond to a claim. Do we say Shtika Kahoda, that he's being quiet means he's agreeing and he's moda, he's admitting to it being true? So we'll talk a little bit about that as well. But here at the bottom of Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Hahu Arus Farusoso to Asu the Kamedra of Yosef. So there's a guy who was a couple that was engaged, as we said, Erisin and Kiddushin, the first stage of marriage, not Nisuin yet. As we pointed out back in the day, that there was quite a bit of time often between the two stages. So they were engaged, they were in the first stage of marriage, and they came before Rav Yosef, and he Amra Minei, Hu Amar In Minai. That's not Ein, but In. She apparently was pregnant. And she said, it's from him, meaning from my fiancé. And he said, in, yes, ninai. Right, as if you look at Rashi, MS, it's true, nimenihi. Right, that we were together, we slept, again, it's inappropriate, it was usher, but it was, that's what happened, and the child is ours. So Rav Yosef said, what's the concern here? Right, meaning we have two questions here, we have two concerns. Either the woman, right, well, first about the woman, about whether she's usher or mutter to her husband, right? If she cheated on him when they were engaged, when they had kiddushin, so then she is ushered in. The second concern is the child, right? Again, we're talking about the status of an uber. Right? What is the status of the child? So Rabbi Yosef said, there's no concern. What's the concern here? Chada, first of all, the hakamoda. First of all, he's admitting, right? That's what they did. So Odin, second of all, the ha'amar of Yehuda Amr Shmuel, halach Ram Gamliel. Right, the halacha is like Ram Gamliel, right, in our Mishnah, that we believe a pregnant woman to say, right, what type of man she slept with, right, if kasher l'kahuna, not kasher l'kahuna, right, we believe her to say that she slept with someone who was kasher. So the halacha is, okay, so this is what she's saying, so we believe him, but we pass him like Ram Gamliel. So there's no problem over here. Amar Abaye says, what do you mean? You're seemingly, says Rav Yosef, basing Rabbi Gamliel, right? You seem to say that Rabbi Gamliel is a, regardless of what the situation was, meaning we possibly like Rabbi Gamliel, we believe the woman, right? Regardless of whether the first guy admits or not, meaning you gave me two reasons. Right? First of all, he admitted it. Second of all, we possibly like Rabbi Gamliel, implying that even if he didn't admit it, it's done. We would just believe, we would paskin Rabbi Gamliel, we believe the woman to say that she was nivela l'kashra, that she was slept with someone who was kashra l'kuna. So Abaye said to him, v'hak ki lo moda machshir Rabbi Gamliel. What do you mean? If the guy didn't admit, right, where the husband didn't say that it's from him, we would believe her? Right, we would just believe a woman to stand with nothing? V'amalei Rav Shmuel Rav Yehuda. Rav Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, again, we just quoted Shmuel, that the Alech is like Rav Gamliel, and now we find that Shmuel said to Rav Yehuda, Shinana, sharp, that was a nickname, he was very sharp, he was very smart, Halach like Rav Gamliel, but V'at lo savid uvda adika rov k'sherim etzla. Right, the Halacha is like Rav Gamliel, but only in a case where there's a rov, there's a majority of, let's say it was in a Jewish city, where there's a majority of Jewish men, and you have a rov as well, impacting the case over here. But v'hacha, but here in this case, right, where she's engaged, right, she's only mutter to one guy, rov psulim tzla. Most people are apostle, right, are no good, right, are not kosher to her. So why would you, again, without the admission, right, you would not paskin necessarily like Rav Gamliel. So they said back, well, v'latamech, Rav Yosef said back to him, tikshi lachi gufa, what do you mean? You have a stira in the statements of Shmuel as well, right? Halacha v'at lo savid uvda, right? Meaning, first case, Shmuel said the halacha is like Rav Gamliel. Second statement that you just quoted, is Shmuel said the halacha is like Rav Gamliel, but don't paskin like that unless there's a rov. Implying that the halacha is not really like Rav Gamliel. Or that Rav Gamliel himself only paskin in the case where there's a majority, where there's a rov. Salamai yis chalameimar halacha chila hadiyavet. So Pashtus, what are we saying? That it must be, right, that the first statement of Shmuel was, oh, sorry, the second statement of Shmuel, when we said that the best way that, the second statement of Shmuel, when we said the halacha ve'lo samid avda, meaning that the halacha is a gamgam liya, but only when there's a rove, so that's lechachila. But b'di'eved, right, if they're already married, so then, right, again, then we don't, then the halacha is like gamgam liya as well. And that was the first statement. The first statement of halacha is a gamgam liya, but in the case of b'di'eved. V'hanami, in our case over here, meaning the after the fact, after they'd have already done something, and you're trying to figure out what's going on, then you can pass like Rav Gamliel without a rove. And here, Hanani, Bidiyevet, Kidiyevet, Kidiyevet, is that a cuff or base? Right? It should be Bidiyevet, right? Okay, either way, Kidiyevet, dummy. It's like it's Bidiyevet, meaning what's our case? If you look at Rashi, right, 4 or 5 lines down, Shit is Avra, right? She's already pregnant, right? Va'ad ba lapasala uber. And what are you trying to do after the fact? You're trying to think and figure out whether the baby is a puzzle kohuna, if she slept with someone who's in a puzzle for her, and also the puzzle to her husband. Well, that's b'di'evet. That's after the fact, right? That's not because if you don't believe her, if we say we don't believe her, then she has to get a get and she has to get divorced. So this must be a b'di'evet situation. So again, you can paskin like b'di'evet, like Rav Gamliel in the case of b'di'evet, and that's what Rav Yosef was saying, that regardless of whether you have the guy being moda, you can paskin like Rav Gamliel, because this is like a b'di'evet situation. Okay, switching gears now, going back to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua had said in our Mishnah, and if you flip back and Gimel Mad Aleph, right, in two cases, but either she's a woman sleeps with a guy or a woman is pregnant, right, we don't necessarily believe her, that we make her bring a proof to what she's saying. So Rabbi Abaye, the Rabbah, Abaye said, one second, me Amar Rabbi Yeshua, enin amenas. Really, Rabbi Yeshua says we're not going to believe the woman, and to fill in the blanks over here, that we're not going to rely on her cheskas kashrus. That's if you look at Rashi, alma lo makminin la chazaka. We're not going to rely on her cheskas kashrus, meaning until now, until this moment, this woman was kosher to marry a kohen. Right? So we're not going to rely on that previous chazaka. That's a halakhic ramification that you have to deal with. Why don't we, right, Rabbi Yeshua, we see elsewhere, which we're going to quote in one second, that Rabbi Yeshua does rely on a woman's cheskas kashrus. So because the Mishnah says in the Adios, hey Rabbi Yeshua, this is Rabbi Yeshua, right? Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the almanas isa she kasher la kahuna, that an almanas isa is kosher to marry a kahuna. Now, what's an almanas isa? An almanas, see just quickly, an almanas isa is an almana of a guy who is a suffek chalal, right? A chalal is someone who is not kosher. Not kosher a kohen, right? A chalal will passel his kids, or a chalal himself is not allowed to do a vote based on mikdash, etc., etc. So basically, this guy is a suffolk chalal. So what's the status of his wife? So if she was married to him, then she's pasul kohuna. But this guy's a suffolk. So what happens after? Let's say this guy dies, an almanas chalal, an almanas isa. It's an almanas isa. Literally means a dough. It's mixed in over here. If you want to read Rashi. It's like 8 or 9 lines down in Rashi. Alamana Sisa, what's the case over here? How do you get a suffolk chalal? So Rashi outlines this whole case over here. Tosfos doesn't like it so much. Right? We'll see a little bit later why it's a little bit weird that this is how Rashi constructed the case. Okay, fine. There are other possibilities. That definitely check that out. And Tosfos do bring Maschal, Alamana Sisa, etc. But let's read Rashi. Alamana Sisa, how do you have a case where you have an almana, a widow, of a suffolk chalal, a suffolk pasalakuna? Shehi ba mikach safik chala kilakaman. Shehetami ba safik chala kigon. This is Rashi. Sorry, kigon. Shezarek bal imo harishon la get that this guy, again, we're talking about a guy who's a safik chalal who died and now his widow. So how did this guy become a safik chalal? His mother's first husband threw her a get. And suffik kar of lo, suffik kar of la. And it was unclear, or the halacha is, if it's closer to her, then it's a get and she's divorced. If it's closer to him, it's not a get and they're not divorced. So suffik whether they got divorced or not, and then umes, and then the guy died. Then again, this guy's stepfather, this guy's first, his mother's first wife. So what's the deal? What's the problem here? Now it's a suffolk whether she was divorced or whether she was widowed. What's the difference? Well, a divorcee is not allowed to marry a kohen. Right? A kohen can't marry a grusha. A regular kohen can marry an almana. So that's the problem. Benimtei zu suffolk grusha suffolk almana. Right? Then this v'nisala kohen. Then this guy's mother married a kohen for her second husband, and v'holid b'menu ben. And that's the guy we're talking about. The son of the second marriage with a kohen is the guy we're talking about. This guy is a suffolk chalal. Right? Suffolk chalal. And then when this guy dies, what's the deal with his almana? Right, what's the deal with this almana? That's right. Rabbi Yeshua almanaso alzeh shikshera, and that's the testimony over here that she is kosher. Meaning, so what are we doing over here? We're relying on the woman's chazaka. Since the woman was able to marry a kohen beforehand, this guy's a safek halal. If he was a halal, he would pass a lakuna, but it's a safek, so we're relying on the safek cheskes kashrus. So and our Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua, does not rely on a safek cheskes. Rabbi Yeshua does not rely on a cheskes kashrus. So, Rabbi said back to Abaye, "Hachi Ashta." Cases are not the same. And Hasam Isha Nisis Bodegas Vinisis. Hacha Isha Mizana Bodegas Mizana. That over there by the case where the woman gets married. So whenever a woman gets married, she checks into a potential husband. And so by the way, we assume that she will have checked into the whole Suffolk halal situation, figured out that it was actually a proper get. That it was, whatever it was not a proper get. That it really was an almana. And that she was able to marry Kohen, and the guy's not really a chalal. But here, in our case, in the Mishnah, where she's Mizana, she sleeps around. No one checks into the yichus of the guy she's going to sleep with. So that's not a thing. So we assume that that we're not going to rely on this chazaka. And Amar Rava says, Rabbi Yeshua kasha, Rabbi Gamliel, lo kasha. And we, not only do we have the stira in Rabbi Yeshua, we also have a stira in Rabbi Gamliel. Like a tani sefer, because the second part of that Mishnah says, Rabbi Gamliel said to Rabbi Yeshua, ki balnu eduschem avoma nase. We accept your testimony, but what can you do? Reg gazer Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai shlo shebeis din alkach. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai already said, we're not going to get a beis din together to paskin for this, to tell me that a safek cholal is able to marry, meaning that an almana of a safek cholal is going to get allowed to get married, Kohen. Because why? Shekhan and Shomim Lachem Larachik Avalo the Karik. Because Kohanim will listen to whatever Beis Din says. If Beis Din says, stay away from these people, don't marry them, they'll mess up your lineage, no problem. But the Kohanim are not going to listen to the Beis Din, they say you're allowed to marry this woman, because they're concerned about their own lineage, so it's going to be bad for Beis Din. So we already seen Rabbi Gamliel himself said we're not going to rely on this woman's cheskas kasher, so she's not going to be allowed to remarry a kohen. So Allah Marava, so Rabbi says, Rabbi Gamliel lokasha. No, there's no problem with Rabbi Gamliel's shitas, because Hasam bari and hacha shama, because the Hasam really means over here. Hasam literally means there, but Hasam is referring to our Mishnah. And our Mishnah, right, when she says bari, right, definitely, meaning that she's definitely was together with the guy. Meaning that she is with the chazaka and the titus bari. She knows who she slept with. The guy was kasher lekohuna. Beseder, so Gamliel says we allow her to marry Kohen. She's kasher lekohen. The kid is kasher, etc. But over there, in the case of Idios, so what's going on over there? That's an almanas isa, right? That's a suffix. That nobody knows the answer to that. That's a complete suffix. That's a shema. That's a claim of maybe. Nobody knows the answer whether this guy's a chol or not. So therefore, it's a shema. Rabbi Yeshua in the lokasha hasam chatzvika hakatresvika, and Rabbi Yeshua is also not a stira, because Rabbi Yeshua, in the case of an armish, there's only one suffix. Is only one suffix, meaning who she slept with. In the case of Adios, right, when it's Almanas Isa, so then there are two sfeikos. And we're not sure. As Rashi explains, there's a suffix with the husband status, and there's a suffix, meaning the suffix with the Almanas Isa, with the husband of the Almanas status, and the suffix with his father, right, and in terms of whether his father and his mother, his mother, whether she was a widow or whether she was divorcee. Now, the reason the Rishonim don't really like Rashi's pshat, because that's kind of really one suffix. That's not really two. Right, that's really just like, what was the status, what happened with this get, right? The get that was thrown, right, that whether she was a widow or a divorcee is based on one suffix, not two. Okay, that's Chazal talk about that. Fine. So Hilkach, therefore, that we just to the Gemara recaps and kind of puts a nice bow on it for us. Rabbi Gamliel, Alim Lei Bari. Rabbi Gamliel says that basically everything goes based on the type of the strength of the claim. That a definite claim is so strong that even if there's one suffix in terms of what happened, if it's a definite claim, the woman definitely knows who she slept with, so then she's kosher. The kill a shema, and a maybe claim is so weak that even if there's two sfeikos, Rabbi Gamliel will still say that she's possible. And about Rabbi Yeshua says it's based on the amount of sveikos, not based on the claim. Right? Rabbi Yeshua says the strength of it being only one suffik is so strong that afilu b'bari nami puzzle. That even if the guy says, I definitely know what happened, well, there's only one suffik here, and therefore that's a suffik, and we're going to say you're puzzle. But vakile sveik sveika, but if once you have two sveikos, so that is so weak, literally, but it means it's, it casts such a question and a suffix on what happened here, that even B'Shem Nami Machshir, even if the guy says, well, maybe it was this, maybe he was kosher, so even in that case, right, Rabbi Yeshua is going to say that she is kosher and the kid is kosher. Okay. Tanu Rabban. We're going to quote a brisa here, and basically, to the end of the daf, right, kind of analyze and pick it apart. Ezui Almanas Isa, what is, or who is, right, this case of Almanas Isa? Now, I explained to you what it was before. That's not what we're asking over here. We're asking what type of shaila, what type of psul is an Almanas Isa. Right? Well, we said there are many types of psul yichus, many types of tainted lineage, as we're going to list them right now. So what type of tainted lineage are we talking about? Kol she'ein ba lo mishum mamzeres, lo mishum mesinus, lo mishum avdei melachim. Right? If it's not, right, a case of whether it's suffing mamzeres, or whether the father was a mamzer, or well, he was a nasin, or maybe avdei melachim, right? We talked about before that some of the avadim of Shlomo HaMelech married into Am Yisrael. That would right, again, we're assuming that suffic an eved and a woman creates mamzeres or whatever. So any of these types of yichus, that's not what we're talking about. Right, that's not the issue. Right, I'm Rabbi Meir. Shemati kol she'in bo echad mikol elu masin lekona. Rabbi Meir said, I heard that anybody who does not have any of these issues, right, these are more serious issues. Right, chalal is less serious. He's still allowed to marry a regular Jew, right, a regular woman, right, just not allowed to marry the kahuna. Okay, so Rabbi Meir says that any of these, right, that's masin lekona. Anybody, if we're not dealing with a suffix of one of these, then you can marry, then she can marry a kohen. Now that's obviously the same thing as the Tanakhama said. Right, that, what is an Almanas Isa? Right, someone who's not dealing with those three issues. Rabbi Meir says, oh, I heard if you're not dealing with those three issues, then you can marry a kohen. Well, that seems to be the same thing. Okay, we have to talk about that. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Meir, V'chein Hayir, Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, Omer Kedvarav, Ezui Almanas Isa, Kol Shenitma Basafek Chalal. And that's what's an Almanas Isa? Someone who has a Safek Chalal, right? That there's a Safek, everything was mixed up, right, with a Safek Chalal. And Makirin Yisrael, because Makirin Yisrael Mamzerim Shebeneim, Fein Makirin Chalol Shebeneim. And Am Yisrael recognized, they realized, meaning people know when there's a Mamzer. But people don't necessarily know when there's a Chalol, right? A Chalol, right? Mamzer, everybody knows. That's a crazy situation. Brother, sister, whatever, God forbid. Arayos. But a Chalol, okay, someone who's not really, the Kohen remarried his wife and had a kid or something that, people don't necessarily know all that, those details. That's not as juicy, shall we say, and people don't necessarily know about challah. So the Gemara is going to say, one second, this brisa makes absolutely no sense. Three problems with this brisa. Amar Mar. First of all, Ezu Yalmanas Isa, Kol She'in Ba, Lomishim Namzeres, Lomishim Sinus, Lomishim Avdei Malachim, right? Ha'challah kasher. Right, again, the Gemara learns that a challah, right, if it's a suffix challah, right, so then it's kosher. You're allowed to marry a kohen. First of all, what's the difference between a chalal and all of these other psulim? All of them are de'araisa. Right, v'su, and second problem, a Rav Meir shemati kol she'ein ba echad mikol elu masim lakuna hayon tanakama, as we mentioned before, that Rav Meir seems to be just repeating the Tanakhama statement. V'su, and the third kasha, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Shimon ben Meir, v'chein haya Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh, Omer Kedvarav, Ezvi Almanas Isa, Kol Shenitma, Basafik Chalal, Makirin Yisrael Mamzirim Shevahem, Ve'im Makirin Chalalim Shevanehem. Basically, the last statement over there, that they said that Am Yisrael recognizes the Mamzirim, and not the Chalalim, well, Hamar Tereisha Chalal Kasher. Meaning, if you're telling, that seems to imply that if everybody knows about Mamzirim, so then we don't have to worry about that. If people don't know about halalim, then we do have to worry about a suffix halal. But hamarta reisha halal kasher. But the first part of the statement said that if it's a suffix halal, you can marry a kohen, and that's fine. This part seems to imply that since we don't know about the halalim, so you got to stay away from them. Well, what do you mean? I thought we just said that the suffix halal is kasher. So I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, it depends on what's going on, what the response of the guy is. Right, and this will answer up everything. But Mamzer Tzoveach, and then obviously we'll have different opinions in terms of what he says, but okay. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Mamzer Tzoveach, the Chalal Shosek Ika Binayim. The Machlokas here is a case of whether, I mean, what's the Machlokas, what's the Nafkamina, what is it, the Machlokas here in the Braisa? Two possibilities. When the guy is accused about being a Mamzer Tzoveach, he screams, he says, hey, I'm not a Mamzer. And a chalal, when they accuse the guy of being a chalal, a pasal kahuna, shows like he doesn't say anything. So what's those are two possibilities. What are the svaris? How do they line up? Tanakama savar kol pasul shekorele v'shasik pasul. Right, Tanakama holds any time that someone is called a pasul and he doesn't say anything, so pasul. Right, okay, he's apparently shtika koda. That we believe it. Right, we believe it. Okay, he must be a pasul. He didn't protest. He must be some sort of psul. This is what he means to say. That Ezui Almanas Isa, who is someone who's allowed to marry a Kohen, right? Who is an Almana of a Suffolk situation? What's that? When are we going to say she's allowed to marry a Kohen? Call Shein Val Lashazik Mamzeres, Lashazik Mazinus, Lashazik Davdi Malachim, Lashazik Chalal. Anytime she was not quiet, right? Or the guy was not quiet, really, is the guy's issue. Meaning that anytime there was no one who was Shtiki Kodah, no one was quiet when they were accused of being those things. The commander of the mayor, remember the mayor said back to him, no, the first three, because those threes will puzzle into the coup, to the cow, to Amishal, to marry any other Jew, that's true of all of those. Aval show say chalal, but if a guy who was accused of being a apostle of kahuna, and then he was quiet, so then kosher. Then he's kosher. Why? The reason he's quiet is he doesn't care. Well, okay, so he won't marry. He can still marry whoever he wants, right? He's a chalal, okay, he won't do a vodah b'samikdash, whatever, but he can still get married, he can still have a normal Jewish life, right? He's not going to complain. So he's quiet, so he doesn't say anything. The Kama, the Rishim ben Elazar, the Tanakama, the Rabbi Meir, and then Rabbi Shimon Elazar said to Tanakama and Rabbi Meir, right, Ish Milacha, the Machsher, Rabbi Meir Bishtika, if you heard that Rabbi Meir says it's kosher when the guy is quiet, lo the karele chal v'shasek, el the karele mamzer v'shasek, that's not what Rabbi Meir holds. Rabbi Meir holds the reverse. It's not that if they called him a chalal, he was quiet, then it's fine and he can marry anybody. It's if they called him a mamzer and he was quiet and he was fine. Now, why? Why in the world would that? Because, as we said before, everybody knows about the mamzerim and not everyone knows about the chalalim. Right? Because v'hai d'shasik, the reason he's quiet because he suffer. Mamzer chalal islay. The reason he's quiet when he gets accused of being a mamzer because he says, everybody knows the mamzerim in town. I'm not a mamzer. What are you talking about? So no, he's not going to bother even responding. Av a mamzer v'toveach, but he starts screaming and yelling when he's called a mamzer. And chalal the shosek, or if he's accused of being a chalal and he doesn't say anything, then posel. Then he's posel. V'hai the ishtik, because we're going to say, again, he doesn't have to protest being a mamzer. Right? If he goes crazy after being called a mamzer, well, maybe there's something here. So, what about the chalal being quiet? Because the ishtik, the reason when he's accused of being a chalal and he's quiet, savar, because he's saying mistayavelu mafkile mekahal. Because okay, enough that they're not be excluding me from the kahal. Meaning that if he starts yelling and screaming, maybe they're just saying stuff. But if he starts yelling and screaming, he thinks that they're going to start looking into it and find out that he really is a chalal. Right? But if he says quiet, so he stays quiet, that people don't know the chalalim in town. So, okay, whatever, they'll be able to marry whatever. They're not postuling me from marrying into the Jewish people. So again, he's just going to be quiet. He's just trying to push them away. Fine. So that the two ways to understand what Rabbi Meir. That's how the Brisa plays out. The two ways to understand Rabbi Meir. What Rabbi Meir was saying back to the Tanakhama. So the Gemara says just quickly, just to get to the Mishnah. Tanachada Rabbi Yosi Omer Shosek Mamzer Kosher. Shasuk chalal pasul and v'tani idach shasuk chalal kosher shasuk mamzer pasul, and we have two brises, right, that Rabbi Yossi, the steward within Rabbi Yossi, right, on the one side he says if you're quiet after being accused of being a mamzer, so then you're quiet, right, so then you're a kosher, and if you're quiet after being accused of being a chalal, then you're pasul, like the second way we learned. The second brise says the other way around, like the first way we learned. This course is lokasha hatan, and that's okay, no problem. That's exactly lines up with how we just tried to understand Rabbi Meir. Right? Hatan kama lead the Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar lead the Rabbi Meir. Right? Depends on right how you hold Rabbi Meir's response was to the Tanakama, right? That lines up exactly. And that's why you have the two prices, right, reflecting the two ways to understand Rabbi Meir's response. Okay, Shkoyakhala Rabbosa, we'll go invite you in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. We get to finish the Perek Mitzvah Shem. Have a great day or night, depending on when you're listening to this.